Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
We're here taping this week's episode of the Inside Jag Nation podcast with Jaguar head football coach Joey Jones. Coach Jones, thanks so much for joining us today.
Good to be here. It's always good to talk about football.
Well, I know it's an exciting time for you. We've got season starting up Saturday, 11 a.m. at Mississippi State. You know, and that leads me right into my first question for you. Do you have a different level of excitement this week going into game week than you do at the start of August when camp opens and you get back on the field?
Well, obviously, it's two exciting times. I will say, you know, going into a ball game is certainly the expectations are high, and you kind of look at your team and realize that we've got a big game to play, and you kind of wonder how we're going to play. I mean, you think you have guys that are going to go out there and make plays, but bottom line is that unknown of some of the guys that hadn't been on the roster before, hadn't been on the start lineup before. Go out there and see those guys, see how they play, see how they perform under the lights. And so that's what's exciting about the first ball game. The first part of camp's exciting to get to see all the guys again and start putting it all together. But I would say certainly the game is a little more exciting.
So when you look back on it, how does your excitement as a coach going into the season opener compare to your playing days, whether it was going into the high school opener when you were at Murphy or even, you know, at Alabama when you guys would start the season at the collegiate level?
Yeah. You know, I'd say it's a lot more fun being a player because you get to go out and play the game. You're not worried about 120 players that you have to worry about what's going on in their life and who you're going to start at quarterback and, you know, are we going to be able to, you know, have a good punt protection in the game and all that. So you obviously worrying a lot more as a coach than you do as a player. So I think the player thing is a lot more fun, and you get to go out there in front of a great crowd and play the game you love. And that's what's so exciting about being a player.
When you look at it now and compare it to those days when you were a player, what to you stands out as the biggest change or two just in college football in general, and the biggest things that you notice comparing your days at Alabama to your days now in Mobile leading the Jaguars?
Well, one funny thing is that wide receiver, I was in a three-point stance, so that'd be a big change, number one, running the wishbone in those days. You know, it was more blood and guts, situation back then where, you know, most teams ran the football, and it was a game where it was in the box, so to speak. Now the game is spread all over the field. It's kind of like basketball on a football field where you spread everybody out and you got guys one-on-one matchups and – you know, so that's probably the biggest change I've seen. Second thing is, you know, guys are much bigger and faster right now. And it's, we were at Alabama, we had 245-pound linemen, you know, back in the early 80s. Now, you know, that's hardly big enough for a tight end these days. So the size and speed of the game is so much different right now.
So you played at Murphy High School, played at Alabama, went on to play professionally, both in the NFL and the USFL. When in that timeline did it hit you that coaching might be an option for you and it might be the path that you follow? And why was coaching football something that you took an interest in?
Well, I'm not going to go into my childhood completely, but bottom line is I didn't have a father. It was a divorce situation when I was 7 years old. He died when I was 10. So kind of looking for somebody that had in a leadership role for me to mature as a young man. And I had a lot of people in my life at Maitre Park. You know, Steve Rogers had a great influence on me from the toughness standpoint. And I learned a lot of toughness from him, and then I moved on with all the coaches, with Coach Bryant and even Riley Dodge from the Birmingham Stallions that had a great effect on me. And I saw those guys and how much effect it had on my life. Then I felt like It was probably my second year with the Birmingham Stallions that I realized I wanted to coach, and just be an influence on young men's lives and be a positive one. You know, I think that was the thing that kind of triggered it the most.
So when you finished playing, you took an assistant job at the high school level. That's how you got in the business. Do you remember how you found that job and what you had to do to get your foot in the door?
Yeah, actually, I had met the principal at Briarwood Christian High School, Burl Kinard, and I'd just gotten out and thought about getting into coaching, and, you know, actually, you know, just wide open to things, you know, maybe getting into sales or whatever, and I talked with him, and he offered me a job as an assistant at Briarwood Christian High School, and very thankful for that. And the spring before that, I actually volunteered with Terry Bowden at Samford. Just went out there and worked the spring with him just to learn how to coach a little bit. And so that was a good time. And you know, the more you got into it, the more you realized it's what I needed to be doing.
So you would go on at two different high schools in the state and have great success as a head coach, including that long run at Mountain Brook High. In that 2005-2006 range, Birmingham Southern restarted their program, and you ended up getting the job. What led you to pursue it and to take on the task of building a program from scratch at the collegiate level versus continuing the train, so to speak, that you had built at the high school level?
You know, I always wanted to get into college. I did not want to do it while my children were young, especially my boys. I wanted to be able to coach them, be around them in their life. And so at that time, my son Jake just graduated in May, and then Birmingham Southern came to me in, I think it was June, and offered me the job, and wanted me to start a program up. And so I called Jimbo Fisher, who everybody knows is the head coach of Florida State right now, and I always kind of was my mentor in some of my football decisions. And he said, if you ever wanted to get into college coaching, you need to take this job because that's going to propel you to other jobs. He said he always wanted to hire me, but he really couldn't hire me out of a high school in Alabama because all the Florida high school coaches would get mad. He said, but if I was at Birmingham Southern, you know, he felt like he could hire me. So he said, listen, you're going to be much more marketable in college if you get into college. You just got to get in somewhere, and I think that was great advice.
So you started the program, led them their first season on the field, and then South Alabama decides they, too, want to start a football program. You remember how you got involved in that process and where the interest came from? Because I know in your heart it couldn't have been easy to feel like you were going to abandon a program that you were just getting going.
Yeah, it was a tough decision for me to move towards that. But when I saw it on the internet, I'll never forget, I was looking at the computer, and it came up that South Alabama wanted to start a football program, and I had chills just running up and down my spine because I just felt like I knew it was something I really wanted, even at that moment. It's just one of those moments in your life you can remember for the rest of your life. And I wanted to be here. I went through the interview process, and I won't go in every detail, but there were a lot of guys that were offered the job before me. So bottom line, they knew it was going to be a very tough job starting a program, but I was willing to take it. I felt like coming to Mobile, my hometown, in a great school like South Alabama, to have this opportunity was once in a lifetime.
When you were sitting in front of the committee, do you remember what you told them, okay, if you guys hire me, my number one goal is going to be this?
You know, one of the things that we talked about is the passion that me and my staff would portray in the community. You know, we had to start and energize this program, and I felt like we did. I felt like the guys that we hired were energetic, and I think that was what I was going to bring to the table, was a passion. Because I was from here, you know, I played high school football here. I played, you know, at the University of Alabama. Coming back home, that I would bring that energy, and that's the biggest thing we had to get started.
Now, looking back on it as season eight begins, what would you say you're proudest of over the program's first seven seasons of competition?
Well, over in general, I think we've been an extremely competitive team. You know, there's a lot of I've looked at it, the records, and you know, you've got I think it's 10 or 11 new programs that have started from scratch in the last 25-30 years. There's two programs with a winning record, now South Alabama and South Florida. All the other programs have not fared very well. Haven't gotten bowl games. They've really struggled. And so, I wish we'd have done better. I wish there were some games we could have won and, won a championship and, that kind of thing. And that's certainly where we want to get. But I think having this program being very competitive, getting in a bowl game our second year of Division I, we played 3 years now in Division I, is entering our fourth year of Division I. I think we got a great shot. And so, it's a very competitive product we put on the field, and that's probably the most proud I've been.
Is there a moment you look back on and think to yourself, well, if I didn't cry at that moment at what was being accomplished, there was close to a tear in your eye?
I think going to the bowl game in the second year was certainly an emotional moment that I'll always remember, that these kids will always remember. Now, to mention a second one, I think just the first bowl game. That was a very emotional deal. And, seeing 30,000 fans in the stands and watching us play for the very first game, that was sort of something I'll always remember as well.
So, moving forward, what would you say is the main priority or objective you want to accomplish here in the short-term future for the program?
It's very clear. We want to win a conference championship, and we want to go win another bowl game and get in a bowl game and win a bowl game. So those are our two goals. That's what we have on our board in our meeting room, and our players are very aware of what our goals are.
For this upcoming season, what do you feel is the key to success? What has to happen for you to have a chance to and the program to have a chance to accomplish those goals?
Well, I think first thing, and I think we've achieved that, is we need to come together as a team. And I think we need to be all one, and we've adopted One Heartbeat as our motto. And I think that was the number one thing we had to get done in order to achieve that goal. And obviously getting better players and, recruiting and doing all that is certainly critical as well. But I think the biggest thing, to answer your question, is we're going to have to overcome adversity in a very mature fashion. I think that, every team's going to have adversity. We're going to have it in the first ball game. We're going to have it all throughout the season. Everybody has it. How we handle that, I think, is going to be the key, because I think we've got some pretty good football players on this team, and they really love this team, and they're all in the same page, and we're all going in the same direction. But how do we handle adversity? And I think that's going to be the biggest thing.
So as you look back, players reported back first Monday of August, 4 weeks ago, and you hit the field that next day on Tuesday. How much progress have you seen the team make throughout preseason camp as you get ready to head into the opener?
Well, overall, there's extreme difference in our team, even from the spring to the beginning of summer and then the beginning of summer till now. A couple of things. I think our defense has really come together. And, of course, till we get on the field and play a game, you don't really know. But I think that they're really playing at a high level at this point. I think the offensive line has been very surprising. Even we had a couple of losses there that guys are coming through playing extremely hard and tough. And so we've got to run the football. So that's the biggest thing, I think. We're running the football better, I think, from summer practice. And I think we're defensively really playing together.
So we talked about the season opener against the Bulldogs. The Jaguars have been there before, went there in 2012. Both – from a coaching perspective and going back to your playing days, because I am sure that at Alabama you were part of plenty of big games during your career, tell the listeners what it's like, what the experience of playing in the environment that you expect the team will face on Saturday with the big crowd in Starkville. What's that like?
It's exhilarating, even for me, an old man. You know, it's, you go out there and I don't know how many they have, 65,000, 70,000 seats in their stadium. And, you know, the electricity that the SEC brings and certainly is exciting for me and our players. It's something they're going to take a hold of and grasp it and enjoy it. But, you know, after about the third play of slobber knocking hits and that kind of thing going on, you kind of tend to just get right back to football pretty quickly. But certainly the pregame and all the hype and the crowd level and noise is certainly exciting.
So really, I mean, if you would say it, it almost seems like it's something that it's better appreciated and something that you actually want them to think about more down the road and forget about it when it's actually happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's all about being able to perform in any situation, whether, you know, you got 65 or 100,000 people out there. Really, it doesn't matter. You got to perform at a high level. And that's, you know, we've had the speakers on all week and, you know, got you know, being able to function in a loud environment. So you just got to focus on what you're doing. I know that's the old coach's cliche, but certainly that's what it's all about, I think, being able to handle that situation in that way.
All right. Coach, as we wind it down, we'll hit the two-minute warning, and like you would hope that your offense does in that situation, execute a bunch of quick hitters to move these questions down the field. Looking back, what, as a player, was your favorite moment?
Probably my favorite moment as a player was playing in the Birmingham Stadiums where I made a diving catch. You know, it's actually a picture I got on my wall over there. But anyways, it's, you know, you always dream about catches like that and actually come through as a receiver. That was certainly one that I remember.
And what about your favorite moment as a coach?
My favorite moment as a coach was in high school. We played Central Tuscaloosa, and they were ranked number 5 in the nation. And we were just a little small school at Mount Brook with small guys, didn't have any hair on their legs. And we went out there and beat them in the quarterfinals. And that was nobody ever thought we'd ever beat those guys, and we did.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
The best athletic event I've ever attended as a fan is the Duke basketball game. My son Jake was getting recruited there, and so I went with him. And the experience in that little gym is much smaller than most, you know, Division I schools. But I tell you what, the electricity before the game and during that game was unbelievable.
And what sporting event have you never gone to that's on your bucket list that would be next up if you could do it?
You know, I want to go to the Olympics. You know, watching it on TV all these years, I want to make it to the Summer Olympics, not the winter, but the Summer Olympics.
I think I might know the answer to this one, but I'm going to ask it for the listeners anyway. What's your favorite vacation spot?
Well, I would say that Orange Beach is certainly high on that list. 45-minute drive, love it there. You know, I've been to a couple places in the Caribbean, but, you know, as far as just where I'd like to be and where I want to end up is going to be Orange Beach, Alabama.
And where haven't you visited that you'd like to go to on a vacation?
I want to go to Costa Rica. I've heard a lot of great things about that. And, you know, a lot of my friends have gone there and said it was just magnificent and beautiful, and people are nice and fairly cheap prices down there. So I want to check it out.
What's your favorite movie?
By far, Gladiator is my favorite movie of all time. You know, it was just I love that movie, and Russell Crowe did a heck of a job in that one.
Favorite book?
I don't know if I've ever read a book before. No, I tell you, I really don't have a favorite book that I've ever read. You know, I've read a lot of books, and probably the one that comes to mind is Good to Great. It really influenced me in my life of coaching early. about not how to settle just for good and try to shoot for great.
We might see if Mr. Crabtree can take out that little part. We don't want to admit that you don't read to other college students. Who's your favorite musical artist?
Well, my favorite musical artist right now, I would say, of all time is Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You haven't got caught up in the locker room music and some of today's R&B artists?
Well, I can honestly say that I put up with it. And I kind of like it. You know, I'll bounce around a little bit here and there, but I kind of I grew up in the 70s, so I tend to like the Southern rock and roll.
And here in the next couple years, when they put together the script and make the Joey Jones movie, who's going to play Joey Jones in that film?
What actor?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's a tough question. I would hope Russell Crowe, since he's my idol.
Well, you know, we wanted to end it on a difficult one, really make you think as you head into game week. That's been head coach Joey Jones. The Jaguar football team opens the 2000 season at Mississippi State Saturday, kickoff at 11 a.m., and the game will be seen nationally on the SEC Network. Coach, appreciate the time this morning. Best of luck this season.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for all our fans.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow.